Track 1, heading introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for July 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, charts, diagrams, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, 2021-22 Operational Plan. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit 2021. Track 7, National Tree Day, planting event at Glen Willow. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Water Restrictions Lifted for Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylestone and Candos. Track 10, Mudgee Arts Precinct opening soon. Track 11, Mudgee named New South Wales top tourist town. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, July and August. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead, Midwestern Regional Council Community News for July 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill and a silo. Track 4, heading 2021-22 Operational Plan. Council's 2021-22 Operational Plan has been adopted with a key focus on road improvement and asset maintenance. The operational plan outlines Council's budget for the upcoming financial year, where funds will be allocated to specific activities and projects, as well as detailing how each project will be funded. The plan includes $65.9 million in capital expenditure. $31.3 million has been set aside for investment in roads, bridges and footpaths. This includes $7.7 million as part of the three-year $25.6 million Dixon's Long Point Crossing Project, $2.7 million for the final year of a $4.97 million safety upgrade to Hill End Road, $2.4 million for the third year of a four-year $6.82 million upgrade of Wallar Road at Munghorn Gap, and $2 million for resheeting on unsealed local roads. $2.3 million has been committed to commence the $3.3 million Mudgee Water Headworks upgrade to meet future population demand, and $1 million for the Water Main Replacement Program with a focus on the Gulgong Township. Copies of the operational plan are available on Council's website. The numbers: $65.9 million total capital expenditure, $146,000 new playground at Rylestone Showground, $140,000 upgrades to Candos Library and Hall, $348,000 for pool and playground shade at Gulgong Adventure Playground. The main illustration is of roadworks at Mudgee, while a small photo shows Gulgong Adventure Playground. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. I am pleased to say this year's operational plan has been approved. I'd like to thank all residents who submitted proposals and feedback. Continued road improvement was the clear priority of the community, and Council has allocated $31.3 million for roads, bridges and footpath capital works this year, an increase of $6 million on last year. This will be my final column before the 2021 local government election on Saturday, the 4th of September. It has been an honour to serve my community as Mayor for the past 11 years. I am proud of the achievements of the outgoing Council and hope we have done a good job for our community. I would like to thank my fellow councillors and great staff for all their hard work. The region has grown exponentially over the last 10 years, and I see that continuing into the future. I would encourage anyone who'd like to contribute to this wonderful community to stand for council. Council will enter a caretaker period next month, with the final meeting of the current council to be held on the 4th of August. Signed, Des Kay, Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit 2021. Annual Entrepreneurs event returns in person. Tickets are now on sale for Council's third annual Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit in Mudgee on Thursday, the 5th of August. Hear from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs, including the block favourites and professional renovators Kyle and Cara, co-creator of one of Australia's biggest swimwear brands, Budgie Smuggler, Adam Linforth, CEO and founder of Camplify, Australia's largest caravan, camper and motorhome sharing community, Justin Hales, founding partner of bespoke food tour company Straight to the Source, Tawnya Bar, that's T-A-W-N-Y-A, Bar, B-A-H-R, and co-founder of NAFE, K-N-A-F-E-H, the Bearded Bakers, Amir El-Issa, A-M-W-R-E-L-I-S-S-A. The summit will be held at Parklands Resort Mudgee from 9:30 a.m, followed by a networking event at 4:30 p.m. Tickets at youngentrepreneurssummit.com.au. There is a large photo of Kyle and Cara and headshots of the other four presenters with their respective company logos. Track 7, heading, National Tree Day planting event at Glenwillow. Council is proudly hosting a Tree Day event at Glenwillow Stage 2 later this month. Residents are invited to come along and plant trees and shrubs to attract native animals at Glenwillow between the Suspension Bridge and the new Jenny Blackman Dog Park on Sunday the 25th of July from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Gloves, tools and refreshments will be supplied. Please bring a hat and enclosed shoes. The day will end with a free barbecue for volunteers at 12 noon. For more information, visit Council's Facebook page. There is a small photo of a laughing man holding a young boy at a park with a National Tree Day banner behind them. Track 8, heading, News in Brief. There are 7 items. August Town Hall Cinema. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 6th, 7th and 8th of August for screenings of Spirit Untamed, rated G, and Dream Horse, rated PG. Tickets online at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Emergency Plus app. Being able to give your precise location in an emergency can save vital time and lives. The free Emergency Plus app features What 3 words? Every 3 meters square in the world has been given a What 3 words address, so you can help 000 find you with just 3 words. Be prepared and download the Emergency Plus app today. Local event funding. Council has provided $34,500 in financial and in-kind assistance to support local events. One-off funding was provided for the Mudgee Cup and Gulgong Vintage and Classic Motorcycle Show. Multi-year funding was provided to Gardens of Mudgee, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days, Motorfest, Mudgee Running Festival, and Sculptures in the Garden. Council's Events Assistance Program is designed to assist local community events that benefit the local economy. Junior Book Group. Did you know Mudgee Library hosts a junior book group each fortnight? Open to years 3 to 6, the program aims to further develop literacy skills. Each session includes a discussion of books currently being read, new books available at the library, suggestions for further reading, and a short creative activity. Bookings at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Plastic Free July activities. This month, as part of its ongoing efforts to reduce plastic waste and protect our environment, Council has taken the Plastic Free July challenge to help our community avoid single-use plastics. The initiative encourages people to take simple action in their daily lives and habits at home, work and school. Council will be hosting activities and workshops throughout the month. Visit Council's Facebook page to learn more. Temporary roundabout. A temporary roundabout has been installed at the intersection of Church and Mears, M-E-A-R-E-S, streets adjacent to Mudgee Hospital. The temporary roundabout will be in place for several weeks in preparation for construction of a permanent roundabout. Motorists are advised all traffic rules still apply. The roundabout is intended to improve traffic movements and pedestrian safety at the new Mudgee Hospital. Water filling stations. Council is upgrading water filling stations in Mudgee, Gulgong and Rylestone after securing $270,000 through the Australian Government's Drought Community Program. As part of the upgrade, these sites will become automated to reduce congestion and improve fill times. Automated filling stations will improve water security and access for rural residents and farmers. Track 9 heading, water restrictions lifted for Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylestone and Candos. Level 2 water restrictions have been lifted in Mudgee and Gulgong. Level 1 water restrictions were introduced across the region in August 2019 in response to drought. Restrictions were increased to Level 2 in November 2019 due to the decreasing water level and the scheduled bulk water release from Windermere Dam. The entire Midwestern region is no longer drought declared following significant rainfall events in March this year. In order to remove water restrictions, Council had to satisfy 2 conditions. That the Windermere Dam level had increased since restrictions commenced. Windermere Dam is now at 34%, up from 32% in August 2019. And Water New South Wales had postponed the bulk water transfer, delayed until February 2022. Restrictions have now been lifted across the entire region. Rylestone and Candos water restrictions were lifted in November last year following the Rylestone Dam reaching 100% capacity. Pictured at right is a modern tap with running water. Track 10 heading, Mudgee Arts Precinct opening soon. The Mudgee Arts Precinct will officially open to the public on Saturday the 7th of August. Details of the opening are being finalised and will be announced via Council's Facebook page and website. In addition to gallery spaces, the Mudgee Arts Precinct will be the new home of Mudgee Region Tourism. The building includes community meeting spaces, office space and artist workshops for education, acting as a hub to promote, nurture and facilitate participation in art, creativity and cultural activities. A photo of the Mudgee Arts Precinct, including the new Mudgee Art Gallery, is shown at left. Track 11, heading, Mudgee named New South Wales Top Tourism Town. Mudgee has been named the 2021 New South Wales Top Tourism Town with a population over 5,000. Mudgee claimed the top gong against 15 other towns in the awards presented by Business New South Wales in May. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $157.6 million annually. Council recognises this value and works hard to deliver and attract major events like Flavours of Mudgee and NRL fixtures, and deliver infrastructure which supports tourism and other key sectors in our local economy. So far this year, Council has hosted the Charity Shield, generating $1.49 million for the local economy, and the NRL Round 6, Manly vs Titans, generating $1.3 million. Council continues to work closely with major events like the Mudgee Classic and Next Exit Festival to ensure our region is an enticing destination for event coordinators. Mudgee will now represent New South Wales at the inaugural Australian Top Tourism Town Awards at Parliament House in Canberra on Wednesday, the 25th of August. The photo shows Mudgee Clock Tower and St Mary's Catholic Church. Track 12, heading, Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. Track 13, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Development applications must now be lodged online via the New South Wales Planning Portal and not directly with Council, following a mandate by the New South Wales Government. All development applications, modifications and reviews, construction certificates, subdivision work certificates, complying development certificates, occupation certificates, subdivision certificates, Section 138 and 68 applications can only be lodged at planningportal.nsw.gov.au. Council has a dedicated planning kiosk at the Mudgee Customer Service Centre where customers can lodge an application with the assistance of staff. More information at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. The region's unemployment rate has remained under 5% following record tourist visitation and strong construction activity establishing in the region. The unemployment rate increased by 1.6% in 2020, reflecting the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns and was 4.7% for the December 2020 quarter, according to latest data released from the National Skills Commission. Visit. Fly Pelican will be resuming a daily flight between Sydney and Mudgee 6 days a week in September. Council invests heavily to sustain this important service and ensure it is readily available to residents of the Midwestern region. Residents are encouraged to use the service when possible to maintain adequate passenger numbers to continue regular flights. To book, visit flypelican.com.au. Track 14, heading Events Calendar for July and August. 9th and 10th of July, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days at AREC. This year will be the 43rd Mudgee Small Farm Field Days. Tickets at mudgeefielddays.com.au. 25th of July, National Tree Day at Glen Willow near the Suspension Bridge, 10 a.m. to midday. Bring a hat and enclosed shoes, gloves, tools and refreshments supplied. Free barbecue at 12 noon. 4th of August, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 5th of August, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit at Parklands Resort. Learn valuable insights from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. 21st and 22nd of August, Mudgee Readers Festival at various venues. After a pandemic-enforced hiatus, Mudgee Readers Festival is back. Visit mudgeereaders.com to learn more. 22nd of August, Mudgee Running Festival. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, the Mudgee Running Festival will include 4 courses. More information at mudgeerunningfestival.com.au. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook, follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for July 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading, A Story. Title, Hardly Working. My newly retired husband was watching as I went about my daily routine. I vacuumed, cleaned, ironed, and sorted the laundry, and after making us both a cup of coffee, I sat down. Hubby looked at me thoughtfully. Was he finally realizing he could help, I wondered. My hopes were dashed when he said, "Isn't it wonderful how you always find ways to keep yourself so busy?" Submitted by Lucy Grace on the Reader's Digest Australia website. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.